that second period ended, combined with a penalty. How did that impact you coming into the third?
Obviously, not that good. Yeah, it's just one of those games. We gave up too many goals, and probably just maybe had to win our 50-50 battles a little bit more. And I don't know. I mean, we lose. It's a big loss, so yeah, we obviously got to be better.
What do you learn about handling momentum swings, good and bad, from a game like this?
Well, you're going to have, you know, bad games during the year, but it's definitely no excuse to have a bad game. And, no, we weren't good enough tonight, and we got to learn from our mistakes and, not do it again.
But in terms of turning things, as you did in the early part of the second period, and then you kind of let it get away from you in the third, that can be a learning moment, right, that you carry forward?
I mean, once you, kind of get back in the game and get it close, you got to stick with what you're doing and, just keep that up. So today we didn't do that, and it's obviously why we lost a lot of goals.
Is there anything that's in common from, like, the second period in Florida to the third period here where things just get away from you?
Yeah, it's bad hockey from our part, so it's something. It's an area we need to be better at. Obviously, we need to play 60 minutes, and some games you're gonna have bad periods in the game. But the key is, if you have a bad period, to come back strong and make a push.
You don't play until Thursday. How do you learn from this one, and what do you work on in those days between now and the Philly game?
I think have a few good practices. I'm sure we'll do some video and work on some areas where we definitely have to be better. So, we have some work days ahead of us.